Welcome to episode 1339 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. God's great desire for us is that we experience life to the full. And to that end, He provided us with the 10 commandments. Read one way, they seem to be dictates, restrictions, oppressive pronouncements. But they have been deeply misunderstood. They flow from a heart of love. When we truly get their intent, they offer a blueprint for human flourishing. This week, we have been exploring the second commandment and discovering what it forbids. A God we can control through images. A God we shrink to fit our needs. A God we freeze into certainty. But prohibition alone leaves us with a void. And that void is where today's question emerges. What does it actually feel like to encounter the living God without these shields and substitutes? There is a particular vulnerability that comes when you stop hiding behind an image of God, when you are no longer relating to a fixed idea, when you are no longer trying to manage God through theology or ritual or certainty, you are suddenly exposed. An image of God is a kind of shield. It protects you. You know what to expect. You know how to respond. You are safe. But when you encounter the living God, when you allow yourself to be met by a presence rather than a representation, the shield comes down. And you discover something terrifying. God sees you, not your best self, not the version you present to others, you, all of you, completely. This is the experience the second commandment actually opens up. Not more information about God, but the vulnerability of being completely known by God. Listen to how the psalmist describes encountering the living God.
You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
Notice the tone. This is not comfortable. This is not safe. This is the experience of being completely transparent before God, of having nowhere to hide, of being known in a way that is both terrifying and strangely intimate. This is what happens when you stop relating to God through an image. The image protected you by keeping God at a distance, distant enough that you were never truly exposed. But the living God is present. The living God sees. The living God knows. And in that knowing, something happens. You cannot pretend anymore. You cannot perform. You cannot hide the parts of yourself you are ashamed of. You are known. This is the fear that keeps us clinging to images. What if God sees what I really am and rejects me? We have all learned early to hide parts of ourselves. The anger we feel but are not supposed to express. The doubt we feel but are not supposed to admit. The desires we feel but are not supposed to have. The shame we carry but are not supposed to reveal. So we construct a self that is presentable. We hide the broken parts. We present an image of ourselves that is acceptable. And we do the same with God. We construct an image of God that will accept the self we present. A God who is not too demanding, who will not see too deeply, who will affirm us without challenging us. But the living God? The living God sees through all of that. The living God knows what we are hiding. And in that knowing, we face a choice. Do we run, or do we allow ourselves to be known? When you have the courage to be known by the living God, something shifts. You are seen, known. Shame is exposed, doubt is visible. Brokenness is apparent, and yet, God does not leave. This is the revolutionary discovery that changes everything. Being completely known, being seen in your brokenness, your failure, your shame, does not result in rejection. It results in restoration. We see this powerfully demonstrated in John 21 after Jesus' resurrection, during a meal by the Sea of Galilee. Peter is devastated. He has denied Jesus. He has failed. He is broken. And Jesus, instead of condemning him, asks the deepest question.
Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me?
Jesus is saying, I see who you are. I know what you did. I know your failure. And I am asking you to meet me here, in your brokenness, with the core of who you are. And in that meeting, Peter is transformed. Not because Peter has fixed himself. Not because Peter has become worthy. But because Peter is known and loved anyway. This is what genuine relationship with the living God feels like. It is terrifying because you cannot hide. It is liberating because you no longer have to hide. Being in relationship with the living God requires something that relationship with an image does not require: radical honesty. With an image, you can maintain the pretense. You can perform faith. You can say what you are supposed to say and think what you are supposed to think. But with the living God, pretense becomes exhausting. God sees through it anyway. So you might as well be honest. This is what genuine prayer becomes. Not the polished prayers we pray in public, but the raw, honest prayers we pray in the dark. The prayers where we tell God we are angry, where we admit our doubt, where we confess our shame, where we ask the questions we are not supposed to ask. The Psalms are full of this kind of honest prayer. The psalmist does not always sound grateful or faithful or certain. The psalmist sounds like a real person, wrestling with God, complaining to God, questioning God. And God does not shut down these prayers. God honors them. God meets the person who shows up honest rather than the person who shows up performing. But there is a cost to this kind of honesty. There is a cost to being truly known by God. When you are known, when you stop hiding, you can no longer pretend that your flaws do not matter. You can no longer tell yourself stories about your sin or your brokenness or your failure. God has seen it, and now you cannot unsee it either. This awareness is uncomfortable. It creates conviction. It creates the need to change. In other words, being truly known by God makes transformation necessary. You cannot remain as you are once you have been completely seen by a God who loves you anyway and calls you to become more. This is why images are so attractive. Images do not create this kind of conviction. Images allow you to remain as you are. But the living God? The living God sees you and loves you and calls you to become more. Note this. Genuine flourishing cannot happen while you are hiding. You cannot become who you are meant to be while maintaining a false self. Flourishing requires that you stop performing, stop pretending, stop managing your image. It requires that you show up as you actually are, broken, doubting, ashamed, and discover that you are loved anyway. In that discovery, transformation becomes possible. Not transformation imposed from shame or judgment, but transformation that flows from being loved as you actually are. This is the only kind of change that produces real flourishing. The second commandment forbids images. But in forbidding images, it invites something far more intimate and far more risky, the possibility of being completely known by God. This requires courage. It requires vulnerability. It requires the willingness to let your shield come down. But it also offers something that no image can offer. The experience of genuine relationship. The experience of being fully known and still fully loved. The experience of being called to become more not through judgment, but through love. Consider this question. What am I most afraid God will see if I stop hiding? What part of yourself have you been protecting? What shame are you carrying? What doubt are you concealing? What anger are you suppressing? These are the very things that God already sees. And the question is not whether God will see them. The question is whether you will have the courage to acknowledge them, to God and to yourself. Pray honestly this week, not the prayers you think you should pray. Not the grateful, faithful, certain prayers, but the honest prayers. The prayers where you tell God what you really think, where you admit your doubt, where you confess your shame, where you ask the questions you are afraid to ask. Do not worry about getting the prayers right. Do not worry about sounding spiritual. Just be honest. And notice what happens when you stop performing and start being genuine before God. The second commandment forbids images because images allow us to hide. They allow us to maintain a distance. They allow us to avoid being truly known. But the living God cannot be used to hide from. The living God sees. He knows. The living God meets you in your brokenness and calls you to arise. And in that meeting, in that vulnerability of being completely known and still loved, genuine flourishing becomes possible. Not the false flourishing that comes from achievement or image management. But the real flourishing that comes from being fully yourself before God and discovering you are fully loved. Father, give us the courage to stop hiding. Help us allow ourselves to be seen, completely, honestly, vulnerably, and help us experience what it means to be fully known by you and still fully loved. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,